Blog Talk Radio.
I was preaching at my church one Sunday morning, and the spirit got real high. God gave me this song after I got through preaching, and the song simply said, "Just for me." This miracle, this breakthrough, and this healing is just for me. In this season that we're going through, I want you to lift your hand wherever you are and just simply say, "It's just for me."
Just for me. Cry no more. God gon' turn it around. lift your hand and tell God, say, Lord, I thank you right now. Out of all I've been through, I still got my joy. I still got my peace. I still got the victory. I'm not going to turn around, not going to give up on God. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Yeah, you've been good. You've been good. Yeah.
Woo, glory, hallelujah. You've been good, Jesus, hallelujah. That was my pastor, Pastor Armando Adams out of Columbus, Mississippi. How many know God has a blessing just for you? He has a miracle just for you, waiting just for you. You cried out, you needed a healing in your body. Jesus healed you in your body. You needed a miracle, financial miracle. God gave you a financial turnaround. You needed many things, and God came through. Yeah, because he has a blessing just for you with your name on it, and I'm glad about it. He had many blessings for me, and he's bestowing blessings continuously upon me, and they have my name on it just for me. Miracles. Did it minister to your soul like it ministered to mine? Some mother is crying out for her children. God's going to work it out if only you believe. It's just like the woman with the issue of blood. God healed her body. She cried out to the Lord, and he healed her body. He had a miracle just for her, with her name on it. And how many of you believe that today? I believe it. I know it. I receive it, because God is in the blessing business. Amen. He is in the blessing business. He's a miracle worker. He turns it around. He gives you favor. Did you hear what he said? Favor, supernatural grace and mercy. Jesus will give you favor with him and with man. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Armando Adams. And that latest single, Just For Me, will be released on the end of this month, July 31st, 2020. And we can go on to iTunes and purchase that song. Amen. Amen. And support the man of God as he is supporting the body of Christ in song, and he's pastoring a Glory Revealed mission in Macon, Mississippi, and doing a fine job. Amen. We just left this morning and had prayer, and we know that prayer changes things. Amen. People and situations too. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God. I thank and praise God for my aunt. I believe on the line, all the way in Cleveland, Ohio. So my Aunt Darnell, my Aunt Jean, and my mom, I believe, my Aunt Trisha, they're all together right now. So we want to thank and praise God for you. We hope that you are encouraged on today, regardless of what come what may, and whatever be tied, you know, God still is in control, and he has a blessing just for you. And we're going to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because it's in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being. Because without Jesus Christ, we can do nothing. But with Jesus, we can do all things. Amen. Amen. None but the righteous shall see God. And Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things. Not some things, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthens me. Amen. Amen, and praise God. So we want to get right on into the message on today. And we're talking today about the Holy Ghost power, the power of the Holy Ghost, and where we are living now in perilous times, last days. We see so many people dying of COVID-19, and the numbers are on the rise, and we see people are fearful. But Jesus says the fearful and unbelieving shall not enter into the kingdom. Amen. You can't be fearful. You can't be afraid. See, you have to believe. He said you must believe on him. Amen. Jesus Christ, the solid rock I stand, and everything else is going to fall down. It's sinking sand. Amen. You have to stand on the rock, and that rock is Jesus Christ, and that's he's He's a rock in a weary land. Amen. And none but the righteous, none but the righteous shall see God. So our scripture is coming out of the second chapter of the book of Acts. The second chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. Amen. And praise God. And if you ever need to know where the book of Acts is, it's right after John. So you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then you're going to go right into the book of Acts. And these are the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. Praise God. And then you'll have right before Romans and right after the book of St. John. Amen. So Acts 2 and 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, "Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born?" And we're going to skip down to the 11th verse. "We do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God." And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others mocked and said, "These men are full of new wine." Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you for your word on today. We thank you for life, Father God, health and strength. We thank you for the activity and use of our limbs. Father, we thank you for being in our right mind to be able to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Father, we look into you, the author and finisher of our faith, Father, to touch us right now, to lean, let us help us to not lean to on others, but to lean on you, Father, and your everlasting arms, that we can go to you, a place of refuge, Father, where we can talk to you and we can hide ourselves in the secret place of you, the Most High God. We ask that you will encamp your loving arms around us, that you will anoint us, Father God, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, to hear with it he that hath an ear. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Ghost and the Holy Ghost power. And how here we find in the book of Acts, the second chapter, how they had all, the Bible said, on one accord. Amen. Jesus says there's one thing that he hates. There's a lot of things that he hates. But one thing that he does hate is them that cause discord, discord among the brethren. Amen. Jesus wants us to be on one accord, not discord. And he doesn't want anyone causing any discord. Amen. So when we can come together on one accord, then we can have power. Amen. And here, when they have fully come together and one gathered in this one place on one accord, then the Bible says there suddenly came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And the fire had fell upon them, and they were in another tongue. Amen. And the people that watched over said, "Are they drunk with wine?" No. And then, but Peter said, no. He says, they were mocking him. Peter said, stood up, said, "No, these men are full of new wine." New wine. Amen. And Jesus says he wants us to have that power of the Holy Ghost. He wants us to be able to receive him. If we receive him, then he will receive us, and he will endue us with power from on high. He says, you know, wait until you be endued with power from on high. He says that Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, is going to lead and guide you in all truth, and it's going to show you some things to come. Amen. I remember years ago when I first encountered the apostolic faith, and I went to an apostolic church, and I saw all these people in one accord, and they were praising God, and they were speaking in another language. And I thought, wow, I didn't think they were drunk with new wine. I knew they weren't drunk with they weren't drunk with wine, but I knew it was something about these people that they had that I didn't have. And I knew that it wasn't something that was not right. I knew it was right, and I wanted to be a part of this. I knew it was through conviction of the Holy Spirit that I knew I needed to repent of my sins first so that I could receive that same evidence of power, the evidence of speaking in tongues of another language. And so I didn't understand it, but I knew it wasn't wrong. And so I waited till after the preacher preached and the church service was over, and I told the pastor I wanted to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And I recalled the young man who would see me on the college campus. He would always, every time he'd see me, he'd tell me, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. You need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Every time he'd see me, he'd tell me, you need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Well, little did I know, Jesus has kingdom connectors. The young lady that took me to that apostolic church, that local house of God, rather, the man of God that would see me on the college campus and tell me that I needed to be baptized in Jesus' name, that was the same local assembly that he attended. Praise be to God. And God had worked it out. And he came over, he saw me. And his name was Steve, and he came over, and he said, wow, well, praise the Lord. And he told his mother that she's going to be baptized in Jesus' name. But the Lord had used another individual to take me to the house of God. Amen. So here, Jesus has bestowed his power on his disciples. And they were on one accord. And if we can get on one accord with Jesus and we can look to him and have a direct connection with Jesus Christ, he will fill us with his power, and he will bless us not only to he will not only give us the Holy Ghost, but he will bless us to have the evidence of the Holy Ghost. The evidence of the Holy Ghost is speaking in tongues. That's the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost. And I recall after that, my roommate, she would tell me, you know, every night, she said, you be over there speaking something, I don't know what you're speaking. She said, every night, and I'd be in I'd be with Jesus, and I would be in the spirit realm. I didn't know that she could even hear me because I was having an encounter with Jesus. The Holy Ghost had just fell upon me. And this is what happened here at the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost had fell. See? And then they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gives them earth. See, Jesus says that I go away when he left this earth. He says, I go away after he died on the cross to prepare a place for you that where I am, he says, ye may be also. See, he's seated now at the right hand of God, the Father. Amen. But he says, I will not leave you comfortless. Hallelujah. He says, the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter. That's what the Holy Ghost is, the Comforter. He says, will show you things to come. Not only lead and guide you into all truth, amen, but it will also show you things to come. You, he says, you are old men will dream dreams, and the young will see visions. And Jesus says here, and I'm going to read on the Acts, the second chapter, in the 17th verse, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and all my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. This is what the Holy Ghost will do. It will not only lead you and guide you in the all spirit, but it will show you some things to come. Amen. You will see, he said, the old men, he said, they're going to dream dreams. Amen. And the young going to see visions. They're going to have visions. And you'll know that it's from the Holy Ghost. It's not just a regular dream that you may dream because you ate too much pork. It's a dream that you know it's from the Holy Ghost. You can dream it 10 years ago and you'll remember it 10 years later like yesterday. You will know that it is Jesus, the Holy Ghost, that Spirit is making intercession and speaking to you through a dream. Amen. And he says, your young men shall see visions. Amen. They're going to have visions. They can just see things. And you say, man, wow. And this is why we have the fivefold. Jesus has we talk about the fivefold ministry, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and the teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ until we all come into the unity of the faith. That's why he gives us apostles, some prophets. But every prophet is not false. Jesus gives us prophets. They prophesy things to come. Yes, they are false prophets. But God, when he gives you, when you have receive the Holy Ghost, you will be able to discern the truth from a lie. Amen. And nobody have to tell you. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, he says, you're young, will see vision. You can see the desire upon your enemy. You can see it. You can see it on their face because of the discerning of spirit, the Holy Ghost. Is going to allow you to see in the supernatural, in the spirit realm. Amen. You not only see in the natural, but you can see in the supernatural. Hallelujah. And Jesus, he says, how do we obtain this Holy Ghost, right? Yeah, well, these disciples were on one accord in the one place, and they began to worship God, and then the Holy Ghost fell, right? But are there any prerequisites to receiving the Holy Ghost? Yes. Amen. Jesus wants us to repent of our sins. He wants us to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. He said we must be born of the water and of the Spirit. There's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And we don't need to argue with anybody. This is not about a denomination. This is about a doctrine. And the Bible tells us how they continued, the disciples had continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, in prayer and in supplication and in breaking of bread. All of this here, they came together on one accord. The apostles' doctrine is the doctrine that we refer to when you hear about people to say, oh, those holy rollers, no, it's not a denomination, or those people that jump up and down and beat the tambourine. It's a doctrine, the apostles' doctrine. And the Bible tells you right here in the book of Acts, it tells you about how they continued, the disciples continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. And that apostles' doctrine is, what is it? Repenting and being baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of our sins. Amen. And once we do that, once we have repented and are heartily sorry for our sins, and we've gone down in the name of Jesus because we've taken on his name, which is Jesus. There's power in his name. So we go down in the name of Jesus. We come up with power. So then Jesus tells us, wait until you be endued with power from on high. Because the Holy Ghost, which is the Comforter, he says, is going to come. It's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And then that power that you have, it's going to enable you. You're going to have dunamis power, which is power where you'll be able to lay hands on the sick. Amen. And then you'll be able to cast out even devils in Jesus' name. Because now you have taken on his name. Amen. It's just like when you're married, you take your husband's name on. Amen. So you may have all of his money, but maybe only Mr. and Mrs. Smith is on this account. Amen. And but it's not your first name because you have taken on his name, but you have access to the account because you have the name. Amen. So you have the authority. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus to access that account. And that's what Jesus has given us, his name, that name above all names. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name above all names. Where every knee, Jesus said, is going to bow, and every tongue is going to confess that he, Jesus Christ, is Lord. There are a lot of gods in this world. Jesus is the true and the living God. Amen. Amen. Jesus tells us in John 16 and 13, how be it when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into the truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will shew you things to come. He's going to show you this. This is found in John 16. Read it for yourself. He's going to show you. You don't have to worry. He'll show you things before they happen. Sometimes the Lord will show me things, and man, when I see them, I don't want to see them because I know they may not all be, everything God will show you is not going to be always good. It may be some things he's trying to show you because he wants to prepare you for what's coming, for upcoming. Amen. And Jesus also talked about how that Holy Ghost is going to give. The Holy Ghost is going to allow you to walk in truth. John 8 and 32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Jesus wants us to be free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Some people are following man. They don't want to follow the true and living God, Jesus Christ. They don't want anyone to say that they're crazy. It don't take all of that. But yeah, it took it for Jesus dying on the cross. It took a whole lot for him to be pierced in his side, nailed to the cross, crown of thorns on his head. Jesus, he did it all just for you, hallelujah, and just for me. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Just for me and just for you, hallelujah. So he did, he paid it all when he went to Calvary. So it takes a whole lot because all you got to do is surrender because he already paid it. He already took it. He bore our sins at the cross. Hallelujah. All he wants us to do is repent of our sins because we were born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But he wants us to come unto him and say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Help me, Lord Jesus, to live a life that's pleasing unto you. I want to be filled with your Holy Ghost and your power. I'm asking you, Father, to come into my life, and I'm going to find me a church that's local house assembly that's baptizing in the name of Jesus, so I can go down in the name of Jesus in your name, and then I can come up with the same power that you had when you rose again and ascended into heaven. Jesus is a true and living God. He's so wonderful. He's an awesome Savior. And all he wants us to do is to know he did it just for me, just for you. So let's not harden our heart. Today is the day of salvation. And let's do what God say do. And let us be ready for when he comes. So we can hear him say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord." Amen.
I was preaching at my church one Sunday morning, and the spirit got real high. God gave me this song after I got through preaching. And the song simply said, "Just for me." This miracle, this breakthrough, and this healing is just for me. In this season that we're going through, I want you to lift your hand wherever you are and just simply say, "It's just for me.
Just for me.
I turn around, trouble on my left side, and I got trouble on my right side. Yes, sir. But God gonna make a way, yes, he is. I really believe all you got to do is lift your hand and look to the hills from which cometh your help. All of your help, all help come from the Lord. God got a miracle just for you. God got a breakthrough just for you. You don't have to cry no more. God gonna turn it around just for you. You got favor. You got favor. You got favor. I'm not going to turn around, not going to give up on God. You've been good to me. You've been good to me. Ah, you've been good. You've been good. Yeah. Oh, yeah.